This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The decision of American central bankers not to trim their $85 billion a month in stimulus spending caught Wall Street flat-footed. Even Chairman Bernanke seemed a little flustered at the nearly unanimous but erroneous consensus of market players. So why did the Fed decide not to take its foot off the gas? Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
The main reason the Fed won't be tapering is that the economy isn't recovering as fast as Bernanke would like. One indicator of that is the housing market. UCLA finance professor Stuart Gabriel says that there is growth here, but
growth at lower rates of price increase than we've seen in recent quarters and years.
Those projections are part of the data that Bernanke's announcement referred to when he said asset purchases have always been, quote, conditional on the data. But there's more to the Fed's decision than just numbers.
This includes whether we're going to have a government shutdown and whether we're going to settle the national debt ceiling in a sensible way or Congress will do something crazy.
Alan Blinder is a former economic advisor to the Clinton White House. He says the Fed would like to see a resolution on the fiscal crisis before it makes any big decisions. Whether Congress is sensible or crazy should be evident in the upcoming debt ceiling debate at the end of the month. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.